This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado community leaders spoke with White House officials Wednesday. Alicia Stewart is an early childhood educator from Colorado Springs. She voiced her support for childcare and universal pre-K, noting that 51% of Coloradans live in a childcare desert.
That means that families cannot access childcare, and too many young people are missing out on the lifelong benefits of early education.
Others discussed mental health or support for working families. At President Biden's State of the Union address, he highlighted the opioid epidemic, veteran support, and other health initiatives. Digital license plates might become an option for Colorado drivers. A bill allowing for the alternative to aluminum plates passed the Colorado House this week. The new plates could cost more than $1,000. Sponsors of the bill say they would be useful to large commercial fleets and as an alternative for regular consumers. Four Colorado schools will play in the NCAA Division II basketball championships starting today. On the men's side, Colorado Mesa University has earned a 4 seed in the 64-team field. Mesa will also send a team to the women's tournament. They'll be joined by Metro State University of Denver, the Colorado School of Mines, and CSU Pueblo's women's teams. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, we're kicking off our first hour of Here and Now, and when we do, we'll get an update on what needs civilians in Ukraine are asking for. And later, with less water available across parts of the country, some Midwestern states like Kansas are switching from growing corn and soybeans to raising cotton. That's in 30 minutes. It's a sunny day pretty much all over the state. Highs along the Front Range and the Western Slope are around the mid to upper 30s.